Welcome to episode 65 of Grits to Glitz, our final top design glitz blitz for season one, the podcast that asks the question, hey, who saw that one coming?
Not me.
No. Kelly Simples, as Jonathan Adler would say. I feel like playing the song all the way through, by the way. This is Shake Asses, Not Babies by The Fabrications. And, of course, we haven't even discussed whether there is going to be a season two of Top Design. And if there is, would we use the same theme music? And I can't imagine using any other theme music. I really love that song.
I would vote for I Can't Believe I'm Wearing Green.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to go back.
I still would vote.
Listen to that.
Okay. I'm Bay in East Tennessee.
And I'm Amy in Las Vegas.
And we're Grits to Glitz. And this is our last Top Design Glitz Blitz for this season because they finally held the finale.
Finally. That's when they normally have the finale, is finally.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, that was unnecessary.
And
okay,
I loved that they started the finale episode with the angst montage.
Oh, it was fabulous. You know, I think that was I thought that was really appropriate and really a lot of fun to see so many designers all in a row who were gone.
To see all of them in their great moments and in their terrible moments and blood on the lumber, for which I still need to write a song.
Yep.
And
blood on the lumber.
Collapsing desks and collapsing beams and...
You know, lots of those clips were Carissa.
A lot of them were. When you look for angst, that's where they found it.
Okay, I have to confess... The day after last week's show, after we podcasted, I was writing to our friend Sean, and I said, I predicted, I went on record, and I said, Carissa's going to win.
Else, why would she still be there?
Yeah, why would she still be there if she weren't going to win? But being snarky...
Well, I think it's safe to say that anybody who's listening to the podcast has watched the episode, so we don't have to worry about spoilers.
Right, and I think it's safe to say that everybody knows that Carissa, all season long, has been getting the bitch edit, which is what I call it.
Right.
I don't know if everyone calls it that.
Oh, on the blogs, they do talk about the bitch edit and the loser edit, and sometimes I fall for it, and sometimes I don't.
Well, Carissa's been getting the bitch edit, but... There were a lot of great things to say about Carissa and a lot of great things to say about Matt. I just missed a bunch of contestants who were booted off earlier.
I have a list of three very strong ones in my mind that I thought, wow, I wonder what so-and-so would have done. I would have wondered what Andrea would have done, what Goyle would have done, and Felicia still stands out in my mind.
And I still hold tender, tender thoughts for John.
Yes, let us not forget John. I wanted to see what he could do, and I don't think we ever really got to see
Heather,
him.
No, it's, you know, it's reality TV. What can you do? But all of that said, all of my snarkiness aside, I thought the two finished products of those lofts were absolutely gorgeous.
I did, too. I was
absolutely.
I was surprised. I could expand on Margaret Russell's statement. She said she was prepared to hate the bed. I was prepared to hate the whole space. And I was pleasantly surprised by what Carissa did. And I was also a little unpleasantly surprised by some things that I didn't like about Matt's space.
Wow, we are on the same page.
And while I'm talking about Matt, after last week and after some of the previous things that she had done and said, I thought nothing could make me root for Carissa. And I was wrong. Matt made me root for Carissa. tonight. He got the bitch edit big time. But he gave him some material to work with.
Really? I'm wondering what you thought. And maybe I missed it because I was just sitting there with my mouth hanging open over Carissa's floor. What did Matt do that seemed out of character?
Three or four times he gave the presumptuous, holier-than-thou, well, this is done, you know, we might as well just go ahead and do it because I've already won. And I thought, boy, I kind of hope not.
Mm-hmm. Good point. He was very, very self-assured.
Mm-hmm.
But he had reason to be because he started this challenge a great deal more prepared.
Indeed, yes. I was, that's one of the reasons I was very concerned about Carissa and thinking that she was really going to bomb is because she didn't have a plan. What did she do for those 2 months?
Oh my gosh. That was hilarious when they showed up at the PDC and just went crazy shopping.
one of those. I'll have two of those. And by the way, speaking of the shopping, my husband, the audio professional, saw the speakers on sticks and
fell over laughing.
Oh, God. And when they said, how much is it? $5,000 a piece. He said, you could buy a Myers cluster for $10,000. And she bought them. He said, no. And then later on, when she was having budget trouble, he said, give $10,000 worth of stupid speakers back.
Oh.
Get some clips.
Get some real speakers.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, I thought of that too. When she was picking out the pretty speakers, I was thinking, oh, honey, pretty doesn't have anything to do with sound.
Aren't they cute? Speakers aren't for looking at. That's not the sense they're supposed to. Anyway, so we had problems with that.
But later in the challenge, they both had major budget problems with their shopping sprees.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I was popping the popcorn. I was on the edge of my seat. I was laughing and cackling and, you know, clicking my witch fingernails together. 'Cause honestly, if an interior designer can't get her budget under control, well, what hope is there?
Well, yeah, that's what you hire them for, right? Supposedly, you give them, you say, here's how much I will spend, and they're supposed to take that and carefully consider the proper purchases to be made with that money. Instead, I want one of those, and five of those. But I did notice at the end, or towards the end of the decorating, she came in with an arm full of bags from IKEA, and I thought, thank you. She's apparently been listening to me. She went to Burbank.
She do shopping at IKEA.
Apparently so, because she had a bunch of IKEA bags.
All right. That's fun.
Matt would not be seen in an IKEA.
Okay, so we have to say hello to our carpenters, because really and truly, Ed, our MySpace friend, and Carl, the fabulous carpenter, I was rooting for, you know, it was like, okay, can we put the designers aside and just give all the money to Ed and Carl?
Mm-hmm. Let's take them one at a time.
Because they've been my favorites all along, and they're in the finals.
I was loving Ed. He never did show us his thumb. I wanted to see what actually happened to his finger. They should have taken a picture of it so we could see, and we could all go, poor boy.
Yeah.
So I was really missed that. I wanted to see the carnage. But he worked his butt off. He really seemed to have his act together. He had everything coordinated. And, of course, that all, you know, it's all what the edit shows you.
And he's young and he's cute.
And apparently, according to his MySpace page, and forgive me, I have not played the videos, but it looks to me like he has a burgeoning comedy career.
Wow. Carl is older, more experienced, and cute.
Isn't he, though?
I just love Carl. I do.
See, I have to, well, let's go way back to the very, very beginning of my marriage. I used to tease my husband by saying I was going to run away with Bob Vila because I liked the graying hair, and I really liked that he was handy around the house. So kind of busted my bubble to find out that Carl has a couple of daughters, so dang, he must be taken.
Darn it. We missed out. I like Carl a great deal more than I ever liked Bob Vila, but I just, you know, if we could have put aside the designers, but not even have a competition between carpenters, just give them the money.
Just give them both the money.
Yeah.
And $10,000, shoot, give them each a speaker. And $3,000 worth of mirrors.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did, the other thing about Carl, though, I wanted to say one other thing about Carl. First of all, what kind of microscopic freight elevator does that place have that you can't put refrigerators in it? And
yikes.
Carl saved the day with the guys who didn't want to carry the stuff up because he was negotiating. And yeah, I know. And Carissa came up and said, "What's up?" Well, they're
and
concerned about carrying.
And foul and,
oh
and
my
God. Rubber, rubber, filth and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
It's. I wonder what would happen if she ran
and then stomped away.
Oh yeah, I wonder what would happen if she ran into a real problem. Negotiating and
okay.
Hey, a designer is supposed to manage the people who are doing the work, right? Isn't that her job?
At least get along with them. At the very least, get along with them. So there were many, many disasters during the 5 days of construction. Floors that the paint peeled up off of them, things that were just taking too long to install, et cetera.
Et cetera. Big things and, that had to be carried up to the top of the building. That was the main thing.
And then they finally finished their lofts and showed us around. Oh, they introduced the guest judge, Trudy Styler, who is Sting's wife. I thought they really glossed over that Sting, like Sting, the police.
Not
that
Sting Smith that I knew from back home, but the other, the Sting.
Sting.
Oh.
Yes. And I thought it was fabulous. She's really interesting. And
I wish they
actually somebody I recognized.
I wish they had given us a little more detail about her qualifications to judge. She's
oodles of money.
Oh.
Stacks of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good enough for me.
Then they stomped around in the two lofts, and that's when my jaw hit the floor. Oh, my God, those places were gorgeous.
Yeah. And by the way, I forgot to look and see if they got Kelly to take her shoes off before she went in, because everybody else had to take their shoes off.
Wow, that's funny. That might be why she didn't like Carissa's floor.
Could be.
Honestly, with Carissa's design, it was so streamlined and clean and funky. There were a couple of furniture choices that I would have pitched out of a window, like the round chair thing.
Mm.
That's just a little too 70s for me.
Well, she put all her pillows in one place.
Yes, she did. And the kitchen, I thought, was awfully spare.
But that was true of both of them, wasn't it?
I don't know. Carissa's was so streamlined that it looked more spare. But in the final analysis, her kitchen looked bigger. So it's kind of, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
And I was going to say, her style truly was minimalist here. And I think that that worked against her, at least with Jonathan Adler, because he had a fabulous interview on Project Top Design today. And he talked about how his style is maximalist. And he gets beautiful things and he finds a place for them. So I think that it did kind of look, well, Margaret also brought up, it looks unfinished. It looks like she ran out of time.
It looked like no one lived there.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, Matt had designed everything to within an inch of its life and had pictures everywhere. And I don't know exactly which designer did it. I suspect Matt had glass bowls in the kitchen filled with Fruit Loops. If anything says somebody lives here, it's Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops in the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what great color, too.
Oh, yeah. So,
but now let me tell you this. When I watched them going through Matt's loft, they had the black and white wall, which, by the way, I have a black and white wall. And the picture of his wife's pregnant belly. And I thought, oh gosh, I hope he doesn't invoke the curse of the pregnant belly, because Laura Bennett on Project Runway had a pregnant belly cast,
yeah,
and she didn't win. So I thought that might be his undoing.
I really thought if Matt was going to lose, it was because you walk in the door and the first thing you see are wilted flowers. And the table was right there. And all I could think was, how are you supposed to navigate this place? He had every single room offset so that you had to weave through the apartment.
Yeah.
And the pink and purple little girl's room was a little precious for me.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Indeed. Now, see, that's why I said I was surprised at some things that I really did not like about Matt's space. One of these things is not like the others. They've got natural, beautiful, neutral, sweet, soft, nice, elegant purple.
Yeah, that was an interesting choice. It was appropriate for a little girl, and there could have been a dock and a rope to hang herself on, like in an earlier challenge. But it didn't go that far. It was just a little precious for me. And I thought when Trudy Styler said about Matt's room that the bedroom wasn't sexy, I thought, oh, Matt, honey, you have lost.
Well, and of course, I think, I don't know if it was the editing right then or what came to mind is, I like to come home and everything is sterile. And I thought, most of us don't.
But he did sell that. I have to say, he sold it.
But sterile is not a good adjective, I don't think, for a living space.
Well, it was his choice, and it was his living space. On the other hand, Carissa's design was streamlined. She didn't have a lucite table, and we already know I'm not crazy about the lucite in the glass.
No. Yeah, you know, you pointed out that everything was offset so that you had to weave through the space. Maybe that was to slow down the daughter so she wouldn't slam into the glass table.
But I loved the black and white photography. Loved it.
Beautiful, beautiful pictures. My goodness.
And I thought the pieces that he chose, the appliances that he chose for his kitchen, were more my style. I thought they were luscious and fabulous looking.
So don't you wonder what happened to those spaces after they were done with it? Did somebody get to just take it?
All that furniture went back to PVC, and all those appliances went back to GE.
But the marble was stuck to the wall, so they got to keep that.
Yeah, goodness only knows what happened to Carissa's gorgeous floor, which really, truly, right down to brass tacks, that floor sold that loft for me.
That was a great floor, but my goodness, $8,000 for the floor? Out of a $12,000 budget for lumber, that's a lot of money right there.
It is, but I loved it. So, the judges picked apart Carissa and Matt, and
there was who saw it coming?
I didn't. I really thought Carissa was going to win because Trudy Styler said that Matt's bedroom wasn't sexy.
He got the loser edit, though. I mean,
he got the loser edit.
Every negative thing they said about him wound up on the show. Every positive thing they said about Carissa wound up on the show. So
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a good job spoiling that.
It gets me sometimes, and I'll agree, I was with you. I thought, oh my gosh, Carissa is going to win this thing, and Matt might kill himself.
Yes. Oh, I felt so bad. When we came back from the commercial break, there stands Matt. There's the ominous music. And I swear, Matt looked like he was going to vomit. He just looked sick with nerves.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for him. So, of course,
he won.
He won.
And
hey,
I think Carissa made a great point. Here's something that really hadn't occurred to me because I was into the personalities and the conflict and the which one do I like and which one ought to. She said if she had won, Matt would have been devastated. And since she didn't win, she's not devastated. She did as well as could possibly ever be expected of her with her little experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, excellent point there.
Yep. Congratulations to Matt.
And Goyle is the one I'm going to call to come and do the front room.
Goyle and Carl and Ed.
Oh, there you go. Oh, please.
And Andrea.
Let's just have Sarah and Ed and Carl and all of the fabulous carpenters over. Forget the designers. I want the carpenters.
I know. They were great. They came across really well. And who knows if there's going to be a season two.
But
I'm
Project,
not sure I can take it.
Project Runway, things are happening with Project Runway. And so we have that to look forward to in, well, several months. But
fingers crossed.
We'll watch what happens in the meantime.
As always.
It's been fun, Bay. Let's do this again sometime.
Okay. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.